Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in. I invite you to come away. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of the heart, and he knocks. My lover, come on in. My friend, come on in. My healer, come on in.
God, I thank you for another opportunity, God, to sit before your people to tell them what love says. Father God, hello, everybody. Welcome to Faith on the Line. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy, sitting in for Prophetess Pace. If you need prayer, the number is 347-426-3782. Again, it's not too late. If you need prayer, you still have time to jump on the phone line. The number is 347-426-3782. Tonight I will be leading you in prayer. My assignment from the Lord is to pray his sustaining grace over many of you. With that being said, if you need prayer, additional prayer, jump on the phone line, 347 for tonight. After I've done my assignment, I'm going to open the phone lines and pray with you. Let's begin. I always like to begin with the scripture. Tonight, for a foundation in prayer, I'm going to use Psalms 55, verse 22. Psalms 55, verse 22 from the NIV. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Now let's pray it through. God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray over everybody listening to the sound of my voice, God. Those that are having trouble casting their cares, Lord God, I ask that you help them, God, to cast it, to let it go, to give it to you, God. Cast their cares upon you, and you will sustain them. I release sustaining grace over everybody under the sound of my voice. Somebody needs your sustaining grace over their marriage, to keep their marriage. Somebody, that's their whole prayer. They've been asking you to keep their marriage. Somebody else, they're asking you for your sustaining grace over their finances. In the midst of this so-called pandemic, they're worried about their job. They don't know if they're going to have a job, if the finances don't keep coming in. Therefore, I ask you tonight, God, for your sustaining grace, your keeping grace over their finances, over their health. I decree and declare that each one of us, under the sound of my voice, we are healthy in the name of Jesus. You are sustaining us, and that whatever comes our way, you will not let us be shaken, because we are righteous, because we are yours. You will not let us be shaken. Therefore, tonight, God, we cast it. We cast it all upon you. We cast our cares upon you. Matter of fact, we cast our cares upon the one that cares for us. God, we thank you how you sacrificed Jesus for us. There left us nothing that you would not do for us. If you will give us your son, then you will surely give us everything else that we need. And on tonight, God, we're asking you for a release of your sustaining grace, God, for a continual release of your sustaining grace. Lord God, we thank you how you kept us in the past. We thank you for how you kept us, God, and how you're going to continue to keep us, God. We thank you, God, in advance for your sustaining grace, God. We thank you, Lord God, for sustaining our children, Lord God, keeping our children, Lord God, in the midst of everything that's going on, God. As some schools begin to open back up, God, I ask that you keep the children, Lord God. Keep them away from anything that may harm them, not just COVID-19, God, but anything that may harm them, God. Keep our children safe. We're not depending on the gloves and the mask, God, because we know better. We know that's a precaution, God, but we know that ultimately, God, that you are our protector, God, that the blood of Jesus is what covers us, God. Therefore, I plead the blood of Jesus over our children, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over every other student in the classroom, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over the teachers, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I plead the blood of Jesus over the teachers' mind, Lord God, that they may know how to teach our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not get overly frustrated with our children, God, but that they will know how to cast their cares, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray sustaining grace upon them as well, that they will not be shaken in these days and times that we're living in these last and evil days, God. We thank you, Lord God, for a release of your sustaining grace, Lord God. Look upon everybody in the hospital, Lord God, that's struggling, that's fighting for their lives, Lord God, that's fighting off some type of illness, God, whatever it is, God. I pray your sustaining grace over their bodies, Lord God, that we will see people raised up out of situations that the doctor said was impossible, Lord God. I thank you that you're moving, Lord God, and that you're keeping, and that you're doing just what your word said that you would do. You're releasing sustaining grace. You're keeping us, God. You're keeping us, God, even in the midst of a situation where there seems to be room for fear, God. You're keeping us, God. Thank you for healing bodies, God. Thank you for showing up in the house, going where we can't go right now, God. And releasing healing, Lord God, to our loved ones, Lord God. Look up on the nursing home, Lord God. Put your arms around our loved ones, Lord God, that we're separated from, Lord God. Look up on everybody that's grieving in this season, Lord God, and they don't know what they're going to do without their loved one. Not that they can't make it without them, because they can, but it's just the fact that they're going to miss them, God. It's that absence that they're dealing with, Lord God. Ask that you fill the void in their lives, God. Put your arms around the families, Lord God. Everybody that's grieving, Lord God, I pray sustaining grace upon them, Lord God. Every widow, Lord God, that's grieving right now, God, I pray sustaining grace upon them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Whatever issue is going on behind closed doors, because as my grandmother used to always say, nobody knows what's going on behind closed doors other than the one that really lives there. Lord God, look upon them, Lord God, because they live there and they really know the deal, Lord God, for the people that are struggling through something behind closed doors, whatever it is, Lord God, I pray sustaining grace upon them that they may be able to make it through whatever they're going through. Somebody, I decree and declare over your life that you will be able to make it through what you're going through in the name of Jesus. God sent me tonight with a word in my mouth that you will be able to make it through what you're going through. Cast your cares upon the Lord and he will sustain you. We release and sustaining grace on tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for your sustaining grace, for keeping us, God, even when we thought we couldn't be kept or we didn't even want to be kept, Lord God. Look upon those that are struggling with depression, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Look upon those that are mentally ill, Lord God, and struggling from schizophrenia, Lord God, struggling from bipolar, Lord God. All these different issues that the doctors have labeled and given a name, Lord God, the name, God, because if it has a name, then it has to bow to your name. Therefore, I ask tonight, Lord God, that you cause depression to bow to your name, and that you cause schizophrenia to bow to your name, that you cause bipolar to bow to your name, God, in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. May it bow to the name of Jesus. May it bow to God. May it bow to the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are struggling with that issue, Lord, those issues, Lord God, that they may be able to overcome, Lord God, that it will break off of them tonight, Lord God. I ask you for a miracle on tonight, Lord God. Let it begin to break off of them and that they begin to think clearer than they thought in a long time, that they feel joy coming up in them, that they're no longer staying depressed and going through symptoms of depression, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that you are restoring, God. You're doing what the doctor said couldn't be done in this season, God. I see you moving, Lord God, testimonies are coming in. God, I thank you for what you're doing, how you're sustaining your people against the odds. No matter what the doctors say, God, we do not give up on you. We have faith in you. That's why this ministry is called Faith on the Line, because we have faith in you. As my sister would say, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's her favorite scripture, Hebrews 11:1. And that's what this ministry is founded on. Therefore, this is a line of faith. This is a ministry of faith. Therefore, we release faith. We release sustaining grace on tonight. We will get through what we're going through in the name of Jesus, because we cast our cares. We're learning how to let it go, how to turn it loose, to stop thinking about it. Because when you really cast your cares, you stop thinking about it. You walk away from the issue. You let it go, knowing that it's already done. It's already covered. It's done in the name of Jesus. It's covered in the name of Jesus. Somebody else is paid in the name of Jesus, because you worried about a bill. It's paid in the name of Jesus. Somebody else, their situation is already handled in the name of Jesus. You don't have to confront no more. You don't have to argue no more. As a matter of fact, wife, you don't have to say anything no more. Husband, you don't have to say anything about that anymore. It's already been handled, divinely handled by God, by your God, by your Savior. Your peace is a is your peace is proof that it has been handled. I thank you for releasing peace on tonight, God. I thank you, God, for your peace. Let peace that go through everybody's house on tonight. Everybody's house that's represented on the phone line. Everybody's house that's represented on the podcast. Everybody's house that's represented so many others, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that peace is running through their house, Lord God. That they got peace that surpasses understanding, like your scripture said. That they got family members that's looking at them and everything that they're going through, they don't understand why they have peace. I declare that you would get bold on your family members and open your mouth and let them know that it's the peace of God that you have. You're not crazy. You see all the stuff that's going on, but you got peace because you have the peace of God. And I pray the peace of God upon everybody that don't know you on tonight, God, that they will begin to know you, that they will get in the beginning stages of knowing you, that they will have a hunger and a thirst that rises up in them to know you, God, in the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, before I close this prayer on tonight, if there's anybody on the sign of my voice, if you do not know God the way you should, or perhaps you backslid and you want to come back to the God that you've known, now is your time. Repeat after me. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus. I am a sinner. I am a backslider. I want to come to you, but I don't quite know how. I want to come back to you because I've known you in the past, and I've known you to be faithful. Help me to begin my relationship with you. Help me to start over and forget about the past. Wipe my slate clean and help me to do better. I reach out to you because I want Jesus to be my Savior. I want to know that if something happens to me, that I'm guaranteed for heaven, that I'm guaranteed to see you in peace. Therefore, receive you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus is your Son and that he died and rose again for me and that he's coming back for me. Help me to be ready in the name of Jesus. Sustain somebody through these times, God. Sustain us all. Keep us all. We cast our cares in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody receive. If that was your prayer on tonight, your word on tonight, as I always say, receive. If you're listening to one of the new platforms and you can call in the way you desire to, that's okay. There's no time or distance in prayer. There's no time or distance in prophecy. So you can receive right where you are, whether you're listening or 2 months from now, 3 months from now, whenever, you can receive. If this was your prayer, your prophecy, your word, what you needed to keep on going, you needed God's sustaining grace because you were kind of stuck. Stuck in your mind frame. Stuck in your old way of doing things. Stuck in the midst of a situation. Just stuck. This was your word tonight, and I thank God for using me to deliver it so that you could receive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, prophets. Pay for this opportunity. I do not take it for granted. However, if you're on the phone lines and you need prayer, then what has been prayed already, now is your opportunity. Let me go over the phone rules right quick. I want you to press 1 on your phone. Get your prayer request in your head and press 1 on your phone. That's important. That's all you have to do. Press 1 on your phone. I'm sitting in front of my computer, so I will see, it'll look like a little question mark. It's going to come up by your phone number, and that'll let me know that you need prayer. But first, you have to press 1. I'm going to call out your area code, nothing but your area code, just enough to let you know that I'm referring to you and you're about to be on the air. After you hear me call out your area code, wait until you hear me say hello and greet you properly. And then proceed to give me your prayer request. That way, not only will God hear your prayer request, but I will hear it too and know how to proceed. I'm going to give you a minute to get your prayer request in your head, something better than what has been prayed and prophesied already, because you should have received that by faith, as I always say. I'm going to give you a minute because I have one announcement. And then one announcement is, everybody listen under the sound of my voice, I would be honored, delighted if you would join me for Prolific Fire Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, by calling the same number that many of you called tonight, which is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. And the message, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. As a matter of fact, if you're listening some other kind of way and you can't get to the phone lines, you want to hear this again, or you want to get the phone number again, just go to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. Whether it says Faith on the Line or Prolific Fire, you still can go to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire, and it will be there, all the information, the numbers and times and all of that. You can do that if you desire to do so. Again, it's Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Call the number, and the message for Monday will be, He Knows Your Name. It seems like a simple message, but I pray, as the Lord is taking me through this message, that it will be a blessing unto many of you, and that it will touch you right where you are right now in this season, because Prolific Fire deals with real issues using the Bible as a reference. Now, with all of that being said, I'm coming to the phone line. If you need prayer, as T.D. Jakes would say, as Bishop Jakes would say, get ready, get ready, get ready. To God be the glory.